We're recording. Okay, so lie on your back to start tonight's lesson. That's good. And slowly bring your arms overhead so that the backs of your hands, the knuckles, rest on the floor. Feel what it's like to be stretched out, long. And slowly take your head in a roll, a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. And you're looking for the quality of how your head rolls. And you're looking for the distance between your face and the arm that you're rolling towards. And comparing what that's like from the right side and what that's like from the left side. We all have one arm that elongates overhead more easily than the other. And we all have one way that our head rolls a little bit easier than the other. Let your arms rest. Take them down to your sides, but slide them on the floor so you have contact on the floor as you do that. And let your arms rest at your sides. Good. Will you please roll up to sit and sit cross-legged? So find a way that's comfortable to sit. And in this position, take your right hand and bring it behind the head and let your hand begin to caress around your head. So the right hand is caressing down towards the left ear, down towards the left temple, and towards the chin, the left part of the chin. So many times, just bring the hand from the top of the head and around. The arm actually goes behind the head a little bit towards exploring towards the chin or exploring the side of the face. Many times, just let your arm go back and forth, seeing how can the head and the arm nestle in together. The arm behind the head in front of the arm. So many of you, as you're doing this, you have the idea that the head can't move and that the arm must do it all. Can we all make that idea? Can you bring your hands down for a moment? Let yourself just sit straight and maintain your spine and maintain your head. Act like that can't move and do the movement of taking the right arm and wrapping around the head and exploring the chin, but act like you can't move the spine or the head. It's very difficult. Feel that. Or if you just use an arm, just the arm. So feel how that is. You can only go so far. And then begin to go, there are no constraints on what my head and my spine, my ribs, my pelvis can do. And begin to see if you can wrap that arm around. The arm goes behind the head, and the head goes in front of the arm. Good. Good enough. Bring the arm down and take a rest. So you notice the quality of that. Let's compare it to the other side. So now take the other arm, which is your left, wrap it around from the back of the head and begin exploring, reaching around to now it's the right side of your chin with the left hand. Go back and forth many times and ask yourself from the get-go, is this my easier side? Is it easier to hold the side of the head and approach the chin on this side? Or is it easier on the other side? And if you're not sure, would you go back to the other side and check it out? There will be one side that's easier. And if it's close for you, you'll have to look for the nuances. and say, oh, why? I want everyone to determine which side is your easier side for the arm to wrap around, for the head to nestle, and for you to approach the chin with the fingers. Good enough. Please lie back on your back, and then once you're there, roll to your belly. Find a way to be on your belly with your head to the side. And place your right hand behind the head. And take your left hand and hold on to the right index finger and the right middle finger. And I'd like you to pull gently the fingers such that you lead your right arm to the left and your left elbow arcs down towards your waistline many times, and then you go back to where you were. You'll notice that the right elbow will lift a little bit and the right hand then slides around the back of the head. So you pull the fingers, the right index finger and the right middle finger are getting pulled over in an arc to the right. In order to free your right arm, the elbow has to lift a little bit. Gently. Very, very gently. Rest for a moment. Bring your arms away. Notice where you've chosen to put your head, the direction you're facing, and gently turn your head to the other direction. In this configuration, once again, put your right hand behind your head. Grasp the fingers, the index finger and the middle finger, with the left hand. Really get a good hold on them and gently start the same movement of leading your fingers, pulling them a little bit to the left, letting the left elbow arc down. You'll notice that both elbows will move in the pulling. The right elbow will arc up a little bit, and the left elbow arcs down. Now, does the spreading of your feet have anything to do with making this easy or not? So let's see. Maybe if you spread them further, it would let you do something nicer with yourself, with your spine, with your pelvis. Good. Rest, please. And rest anytime you need to. Take your hands away and rest. Place your head in a most comfortable place for you. So this is a tricky movement. Tricky because most of us don't know really how to even get the arms in line with our head. We're used to having the arms in front. And the floor provides a constraint that says you can't put your arms in front of you because there's a floor there. And tricky in that when you're asked to do an arm movement, many of us have a self-image that it's just about our arms. And we struggle and we pull and we stretch. It's just about the arms. It's not just about the arms. The movement command is about doing something with an elbow or doing something with your fingers, but it doesn't preclude that you can use anything available in yourself to manifest that idea. So once again, put your head. Let's everyone put your head now so that you're turned looking to the left. So the back of your head is towards the right elbow. And place the right hand behind the head again. Grasp hold of the index finger and the middle finger. And begin the idea of gently lifting the elbow so that they can decrease friction just enough and do whatever you need to do with yourself with your spine, with your pelvis, with your head, to let the left elbow move in an arc a little more to the left. It arcs down towards the waistline a little bit, and you slide that right arm nestling a little bit more underneath your head. So not only are you moving your spine, but you're actually sliding the hands in relation to the head too. So the hands are not glued on to the hair back there. They're sliding in relation to your head. As if the back of the head could more and more approach the crook of the right elbow. Good. Please give that up and roll onto your back and take a rest. It's demanding. Or it can be, maybe not for everyone. So as you're laying here on your back, roll your head and see what this has done to the rolling quality. Has it biased you to one side? Do you feel more resonance? As you roll your head, that you can connect with other parts of yourself, hold more and more of yourself in your self-image as you roll your head? Is there echo? Is there resonance? Are you a whole being, or are you a head that's rolling? And allow yourself to come to the center with your head and just rest. And in resting, how do you do it? What do you do with your eyes? With the idea of resting, how do you rest the eyes? How do you rest the forehead? How do you rest the jaw? How do you rest the chest? And the belly? And your pelvis? And your legs? Resting. Go ahead over onto your belly again. Place your head in any position that you want to. And now let's take the left arm. Bring both arms up by your head. Take the left arm behind the back of the head. Let your right hand make a firm grip around the index finger and the middle finger. And gently lead the fingers of the left hand to the right. In so doing, your elbows move. Your right elbow arcs down towards the right waist. And your left elbow, if it goes away from the floor a little bit and decreases some of that friction, it will arc up a little bit. And you can feel your hands sliding in relation to your head. And your spine and your pelvis are allowed to participate many times back and forth without a lot of struggle, no hitting the wall, just coaxing. What's it like if you change your head? What if you look the other way? Lift your head up gradually and change the head to the other direction. What's it like if you narrow the feet together or make them wider? What makes it easier? That's nice. It's a complicated movement for some. If you're satisfied and you've had enough of that, roll on your back. When we encounter a demand, especially a demand where we're not fully organized, and many Feldenkrais lessons actually start out with a fairly high demand. It's interesting to witness how you handle that demand. Moshe, I believe, would have you handle it in the gentlest way possible. Because if you go past the point of where you're organized, you're into impotence. You're just pushing disorganization. And you won't feel improved as a result. So you go, it's just a movement. And I'm going to explore a little bit of it. And this is what's being asked may seem out of reach. I'm just going to do the part that's in reach. So that being said, take your left arm behind your head, laying back as you are. Place it behind the head. Take the right hand and hold on to the left wrist. And in this fashion, lead by pulling on the wrist slightly or pulling on the pinky finger or part of the hand, you figure out where it needs to be. Can you slide your right elbow to the right, lifting your head up enough so that you can feel that the left arm passes a little bit behind the head. As you do that movement slowly, going back and forth and maybe resting when you need to rest, can you begin to let your eyes look a little bit to the right as you do that? So as you let the elbows arc over to the right, you'll also let your eyes guide themselves to the right a little bit. And as your eyes guide themselves to the right, begin to roll your head a little bit to the right. You want to be not on the top of your head, but behind your head. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So rest for a moment. It's an interesting thing. Bring your arms down by your side. How does one let the arms slide in relation to our head? We all know how to do it if the hands are glommed onto the head. Let's do that. So can you interlace your fingers, place them behind your head? Why don't we bend our knees up for this? Put your feet standing. Now, you're going to carry your head now to the right. So let everything slide to the right. Your right elbow slides, arcs down towards the waist, and you're just carrying your head. Bend your knees up for this. Bend your knees up, stand your feet. Yeah, stand them really all the way. Yeah. Good. And everything gets carried. Your head doesn't do anything separate. It's like the arms just bring it. So feel what that is. It bends your waist. It does something maybe delicious in between your shoulder blades. Go back and forth a few times. Sliding on the floor. Sliding on the floor like a lizard. Slide. That's it. Good. Yeah, try and go the other way. Go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. Slide. And your head's only lifting enough off the floor so it can be carried by the hands, right? Basically, the hands are carrying the head. So the neck doesn't have to work. Good. Can you give that up, please, and rest? So that's one level of differentiation that lets you feel your rib cage, which is part of this next movement, the movement we were doing previous to this. So elongate your legs again if that's comfortable for you. If you need to keep them up, go ahead and keep them up. Otherwise, elongate them long on the floor. Once again, put the left hand behind the head. Grasp the left wrist with the right hand. Now, this is the movement we were doing two movements ago. We're coming back to it. Where the head essentially is not carried with the hands. You arc the right elbow to the right, and you'll turn your head, your eyes will turn to the right, but you're not necessarily carrying your head. You're going to feel your hands slipping in relation to your head. It's a different idea. It's not to say that your spine's not doing something, but it's a slightly different idea. You feel that? That's the demand. That's it. That's it. And as you do that, what you'll feel as the head turns, you'll feel as if the back of the head could nestle into the left arm. That's the idea. Eventually, whether it's there or not, it doesn't matter. It's the pattern. Pattern is what counts. Good. Give that up and rest. Bring your arms down. Roll your head a little bit, right and left. Release your neck. Release your jaw. This is one of those lessons that if you're not so adept in your chest, that it can be really difficult on the neck, because you can kind of go to your maximum. It's not the intention, but it can be. So be very gentle with your neck. You may need a rest before I say to. You don't have to sustain any discomfort in a Feldenkrais lesson. You do have to sustain your attention, though, to the idea. You can always do it in your felt imagination sense. Imagine the feeling of the movement. If it's too difficult, you imagine doing it in the felt sense without actually doing it. And that's very, very conducive to improving yourself. Okay, let's now put the right hand behind the head. Hold on to the right wrist with the left hand. And you know the idea now? It's to lead with pulling on the wrist a little bit, lead the left elbow arcing over to the left. It's an arc motion. There you go. Gently back and forth so that you begin to feel that there's some sliding of this configuration of the elbows in relation to your head, slightly. It's a very big idea. Interesting idea. As you slide and you arc that left elbow more towards the left, allow your gaze to go left and allow your head to roll slightly left to comfort. As if the back of your head were seeking the crook of the right arm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Let that all go and rest. Bring your arms down by your side. Roll your head a little bit to the right, to the left. To really have a free head, to really have free arms is possible. Roll onto your belly. And roll so that you're facing your left side, your right cheek is on the floor. And very simply, take your right hand and begin placing it on the back of your head and exploring your face. So, I want you to get the idea, and you can also even explore between the shoulder blades and the neck. I want you to feel as if you're a sculptor, or if you were a blind person and you were feeling contours. So feel behind the neck, as well as exploring parts of the face. The ear. Let the hand be the thing that dictates the movement of the rest of you. The hand is seeking something. So at certain points, maybe your elbow has to lift because the hand is wanting to go somewhere. What's the back of your head feel like? What's the contour of your own skull? let that just rest. And turn your head to the other direction. Turn it so that you're facing the right side. See how it is to be here. And in this position, take your left arm. Take your left arm and start exploring the head and the face. You know, as you're doing this, it just reminds me, with infants, we so much touch their heads. First of all, they need support on their head. But I never thought of it until just now, that all that touching of your head that occurred in infancy was a way for you to get to know one of the most precious parts of you, which is your head, housing so many of your senses, knowing its location in space, being touched on the head. So many infants always, always, always are being kissed on the head, being caressed on the head. Helping them to know how to orient and maneuver and manage their heads. Is it calming for you to do this with your arm? To touch yourself in this way? Please let that go and roll onto your back. Please bend your knees up so your feet are standing, your knees are oriented vertically, which in this position is towards the ceiling. Stand your feet underneath you. Good. Now, take your left hand behind the head and hold on to the wrist or somewhere, yeah, go for the wrist, try that, or the hand somewhere. And lead your right elbow to the right so that the back of your head can nestle a little bit in the left arm. Turn your head slightly to the right as you do that. So hold on somewhere, the wrist of the hand. Your head and your arm are nestled together. And I'm going to have you lift your head with the help of the right hand. Lift your head up, and of course the elbow will lift too, and then put it back down. So you are off center here. You're not in the classic let's do sit-up mode, right? You're off center. Your elbows are off center here. They're arced over already. And now, place your attention in that left elbow, the one that's higher. The left elbow is higher. Could you please lift and make a circle with the left elbow your head is going to lift with? Uh-huh. And place your right hand where it can really help you. You know, however it needs to. You're not straining anywhere. You're cradling your head. Your head is off center. It's more in the left arm than in the right. And you're making a circle, and you're using anything you need to, peeling a shoulder blade off the ground, peeling the other. It's working the abdominals a bit. Snug your feet up to the place where you can have good purchase with your feet and rest. You'll notice you've been doing a circle in one direction, so rest for a moment. You can let it go for a moment. Are your feet too wide? Are they too close? Where do you want them? This is a whole body deal. Once again, place the left arm behind the head. Hold onto it with the right hand and let the right elbow arc to the right and the left elbow stretches up and the back of your head crooks, goes into the crook of the left arm. And go ahead and begin making a circle with the left elbow. This time maybe make your circle in the other direction or explore directions. That's it. And why do you make your circle like that? Can you go bigger? Can you go side to side more? It's not to ask you to strain. I'm just curious. Maybe it didn't dawn on you that you could make it different. What do you need? Do you need to push through a foot to make it different for yourself? So it's not just so much about your neck. You're gentle with your neck. Uh-huh. That's it. Good. Uh-huh. Ah, resting when you need to. It's a sign of intelligence. So I had a client this morning and we were talking about push. When you push and you don't even realize you're pushing until you stop pushing. For some miracle, you stop pushing and you're exhausted and you didn't realize you were pushing. So after the lesson that she had with me, it was a one-on-one, she said, you know, I'm so tired. It's so interesting. And I said, well, what are you going to do about being so fatigued? And she said, oh, I have all this stuff to do, but, you know, I think I'm going to lay down and take a nap. And I said to her, I said, you know what I really miss about being an adult is that I don't have anybody who says, Tracy, it's time to go to sleep now. You know, sometimes I really wish for that. You know, someone could just, you know, moms or dads can kind of look at you or caretakers and they can just go, I think you need to go to bed. It's 7:30, but it's bedtime. And you'd be like, okay, it's bedtime. And you'd go to bed. You know, and as adults, there can be a push, you know. I'm like, okay, where's my mom to tell me, like, it's 8:30. Why is it, I'm an adult, 8:30 seems like a kid's bedtime, but maybe 8:30 is good for me tonight, you know. Anyway, we were laughing about that.
Did you fight your parents when they told you to go to bed
about it? Well, yeah, I do recall a few fights about the timing of that. That's true. And you know where the fights occurred? This is, I'm kind of digressing here, but the fights occurred in as we were teenagers, and teenagers have a very different sleep pattern. They like to sleep in late in the morning and stay up later, and so, yeah, I think that's why the fights occurred. The sleep pattern had really changed. Okay, so now let's do your other side. You're still on your back. Let's take your right arm behind the back of your head. Take your left hand. Hold on to the wrist or somewhere where you can assist it. And let everything slide. The arms, the elbows, they slide and they arc over to the left. Let your head be so that the back of your head starts to find the crook of the right arm. You can even move it into that, you know. The head can lift a little bit so that it gets supported. Once it's in the crook there, begin to arrange yourself so that you could lift and do a circle with the elbow. Gentle, gentle. Some of the circles look like too agitated. Gentle, slower, slower. And you can think the circle. If it's too much to do, just roll a little bit side to side and think the circle. Or just do part of it. But use your hand, circle the other way perhaps. Maybe that's easier. So that this isn't so difficult. That this can actually be a pleasant thing to do. And I love the way some of you are resting. It's time to rest and then you'll resume. It's not a marathon. It's a learning idea. So we don't learn if we're really tired. Or if we're straining and struggling. We're not going to learn. That's okay, good. Softness in the eyes. Softness in the face. Good, let that all go. Rest your arms down by your sides. Keep your face soft and roll your head a little bit right, a little bit left. There's a phenomenon that I noticed. I'm not sure if it's just our culture or whatever. It might be because of how we've been taught to do sit-ups. But anything that engages our flexors, i.e. the abdominals, we tend to look like we're straining, like as if you were having a difficult bowel movement, you know, where the whole face will pinch up. It's very interesting to learn how to utilize the flexors and keep the head and the neck free and soft. And this lesson will touch on that, actually. That last movement touches on that. Is it necessary to put so much extra work into a simple flexing movement. Okay, would you roll up and sit? Sit Indian style again, or cross-legged. And take your right hand, reach behind the head with the idea of finding the left chin. Many times back and forth. So let the hand slide from the top of the head. And the chin is seeking it too. Now, if you're very hard on yourself and you're not well organized, you can crick your neck with this. That's not the idea. So the idea is, how do you use your whole self, the bending of the torso, the changing of the hips, the turning of the head, so that your neck is really well. So tonight, if that means you can't get to the chin, it doesn't matter. It's the idea. Maybe you get to the temple. Maybe you get to the ear, and that's okay. So see what it's like with your right side to fit the head in the crook of the arm. Good. Now, would you take one leg behind you? So you're side sitting. Now, do the same movement with the right arm in your side sitting position and see how it is, because we're going to evaluate which side sitting makes it feel nicer for you. So the right arm is still climbing around like a twisting vine in the back of the head, and you're searching for the chin. And then when you've done it a few times in one idea of side sitting, will you change your legs and see what it's like when you do it in the other idea of side sitting? Put the other one behind and see. Yes, same arm. We've just changed the leg, but we're still working with the right arm. Mm-hmm. Good. Rest for a moment. Okay, everyone side sit so that the right foot is in front and the left leg is behind. Continue working with your right arm and nestle the head in the crook of the elbow. Let the right hand start to approach the temple or the chin. Take your left hand and put it in front of you. And use your left hand wisely as a way to help you lower your right elbow down and then come back up. So, of course, when you lower the right elbow down, your head goes down and your head goes up. So you're approaching the floor with your right elbow and then you're coming back up. And it may seem funny about this left hand, but where you put the left hand can hinder or can help you. So please explore at least two different places, two or three places of putting your left hand as you go down. Good. Folding, folding, folding. Good. Gentle. Good. Undo. Undo and take a rest on your back. Place the right hand underneath the head again. There you go. Hold on to the wrist with the left. Slide the arm so that more and more the crook of the right arm approaches the back of the head a little bit. Good. And in this position, begin to roll yourself a little bit to your right and then a little bit onto your back. So you're going to roll to your right. You're going to roll to your right over the arm and the armpit a little bit. And then go onto your back. That's it. As you roll onto the right side, notice that you're stretching your right arm up so that you're rolling really onto the side near the armpit. That's it. You can take your knees a little bit with you too, so that you can really, maybe you do go even all the way over there, all the way onto your side, then a little bit onto your back. Let's everybody roll onto your side. Let go of your arm. Roll onto your right side. Let go of your hand. That's it. Everybody stretch their right arm long. Put your left hand in front of you a little bit. Bend your knees so that you're not so tippy. There you go. And now can you pass yourself, your head and everything in front of the right arm? Roll so you pass your head and your chest in front of your right arm. Now roll and pass your head and your chest in back of your right arm. So roll again, you roll and you pass your head and chest in front of your right arm. And then you roll a little bit towards your back and you place your head behind or in back of your arm. There you go. Many, many times. Learning to roll over the armpit in many ways. There you go. You take you yourself from the head and you roll you around the arm. That's nice. Pass your head in front of the arm as you roll onto your side. It's almost as if you're going to roll onto your belly. You can even do a partial roll onto the belly. How does that feel to really roll over that arm? Good. Roll on your back and take a rest. We're going to get the salt in the background. Let's do a similar thing on the other side. When you roll on your left side, bring the left arm straight overhead so that you're really laying on the arm. Roll all the way over onto your left side. And stay on your left side and use whatever you need to do with the right arm for helping on the floor. And just begin to pass your head behind the arm and in front of the arm. And I say, just pass the head, but you know the head's connected to all of you. So it's just the movement command, and then you figure out what's required to do this, right? It's not just the head. It's a rolling motion all the way a little bit towards your belly, and then over the arm on the side, and then back towards your back. The more your arm elongates in line with the spine, the easier it is to actually pass over it. Good. Let's have you do one arm and then the other. So when you roll on your back, your arms will be both overhead, and then you'll roll over the other arm. Why not leave both arms up? Leave both arms up. Let the other arm just trail. That's it. Leave both. Beautiful. Beautiful. Passing your head in front as you roll on your side. Beautiful. Gentle. Feeling the knuckles on the floor, the turning of the hand. Gentle, relaxed. No strain. Just feeling that very big opening in the armpits as we do this. The rib cage, the back. Good. Give that all up. Take a rest. Let your arms, let the knuckles be on the floor and bring them all the way down to your side. There will be a moment where your hands probably will flip and your knuckles will be facing the ceiling. Yeah, they can be facing the ceiling or whatever is comfortable. That's good. Roll your head a little bit from side to side. Marvelous. Roll yourself up to sit. And let's all side sit. And we'll side sit. How are we going to do this? With the right foot in front, the left leg behind. Go ahead and gently lead that right arm up and around your head to find the area of the left temple or the left chin. Use the left hand on the floor and begin folding again down towards the floor and then up a little bit. So see if you can get that elbow closer and closer to the floor. Not that it matters if it touches the floor, it doesn't. The idea of it. If it doesn't, it's easy for you, you go there. Could you please guide your left elbow, sweep it a little bit left and right. It's like a little arc movement. So you go down, wherever's comfortable, and sweep your elbow a little bit left and a little bit right. That's lovely. That's lovely. Make the left hand be intelligent. Make the left hand help and not hinder. That's it. That's it. That looks good. Good. Now, many of you are getting an idea that if you go down over the right knee, you could roll all the way onto your back. So go ahead and do that. And once you're on your back, just rest. Curl, curl, curl. Roll, 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 roll over that armpit. There you go. Use your hand. There you go, and then rest. Good. Now take your right hand behind the head again. See if you can hold in the direction of the chin. Just one hand, just the right hand for this time right here. Roll your body over to the right and begin to sweep yourself up into that side sit position again. Bring the left arm around, help yourself, bring yourself back up. Yeah, it's a big movement. So you're going to go back and forth, holding the head with the right hand, folding down gently. Use the left hand, use the left hand on the floor. There you go. Down, 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 down. Softly, softly, bring this knee in. Ah, now you're on your back. Beautiful. Then you reverse it. So you don't ever have to let go of your head. You can keep holding onto your head and using your arm and just reverse it to come back up to sit. That's it. Think of kissing your right knee. Bring your head forward. That's lovely. That's the idea, like a ball. Many, many times. Going down, going back up. So there's a couple of variations that you can do. When you go on your back, you can bring your knees over your chest like an infant would. Let's all do that variation. So you end up on your back with your knees over your chest and your feet in the air. So you're still holding on to your head with your right arm, and then go back and forth. Go back up to sit, to side sit, roll right. Think of kissing your right knee, and up you are in side sitting. That's nice, gently. And then go down with the elbow forward and down, and then bring your knees into your chest as you roll. So you end up like a baby. That's it. Do many times that way, a few more times that way. Yes. That's good. The next time you're on your back, will you please rest? There's another phenomenon that can happen instead of ending up like a baby. We can do something that is a little more pulsing and elongating. So, let's do that next. Take your right hand again behind the head, really nestling the back of the head in the crook of the right elbow. Take the left arm overhead. Good. Now, again, you're going to roll to the right. You're going to sweep your left knuckles on the floor and come up to side sit. So it's the same idea, same side sit. Good. I would like you to keep your left hand on the floor the whole time. Bring it overhead. And when you go on your back this time, you'll elongate your legs. That's lovely. And of course, the knees eventually will bend as you roll to your right and you come up to side sit. Again, the knees will bend. That's it. That's lovely. So the left hand now is demarcating a circle. If we had sand, the left hand is demarcating a circle around your body. Half a circle. That's correct. A quarter, actually, of a circle, if we want to be precise. That's it. Uh-huh. There you go. There you go. Good. Rest when you get onto your back. Just rest. Ah, just rest. Now, we're not only limited to going to the right side when we have the head and the right hand together. We can go to the left. So, bring your right hand behind your head. Practice rolling up to side sit by going through the left side. Right hand's behind your head. Right hand behind your head. That's it. Holding onto the chin if you can. Nestling the head. Think you're going to go left. You're going to have to pick up the head a little bit, pick up that shoulder blade, and go forward and left and come all the way up to side sit this way. And reverse that. Go forward and down. And you'll have to figure out what to do with that left arm to get it out of the way as you're going down. It no longer acts as a stick, but it's got to get out of the way. You have to go down on that left shoulder. Roll over that left shoulder. There you go. Wonderful. So explore this way. Still holding the head with the right hand, but going up and down by passing yourself on the left side. Good. When you've had enough of this exploration, please just rest on your back. Roll your head a little bit right and left. Be very gentle with how you hold your head so that you're not wrenching yourself, right? If it holds the chin easily, fine. If not, you negotiate with holding the temple or what have you. Now, we've been doing half of the circle, right? To the right and half to the left. Now let's explore the forward part of the circle too. So would you please follow this carefully? We're all going to stay in unison for the first one at least. Place your right hand behind your head again. Please roll to, put your left hand overhead. Let's start there. You're going to roll to the right and come up into sitting, to side sit. Roll the right, come up to side sit. Good. Keep the left hand on the floor in front of you. Good. Now, keep the left hand on the floor in front of you. Right. Good. If you can, keep the left hand on the floor. Raise your knees up and flop your knees to the other side. Not the feet, just the knees. Good. And then you'll be side sitting the other way. And now go down the other way. That's it. And you'll end up on your back. Good. Cycle that again. So you'll be doing a full 360 degree. The idea in side sitting is to leave the feet, You leave the feet and you flop the knees in relation to the feet. There you go. And then you go down the other way. That's it. It's demanding on the back, isn't it? You have to really fold and know how to soften the chest in order to keep the feet where they are and pass the knees to the other side. There you go. Good. Oh. Explore any part of that you'd like. You can do a quarter of it. You can do the whole caboodle 360. How are you all doing? It's demanding. Yes, you're still figuring out, what do I do with that arm? How do I get it? What do I do with it? Where does it go? Yeah, that has to go somewhere to get you off of it. Good. Rest for a moment. Everybody rest, 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 rest. Oh, everybody rest. Does someone feel confident in the way that they're doing the movement that they could show? Is there anybody who would do that? Don't everyone raise it. Yeah, you will. Yeah. You'll show? Okay. So let's come and let's watch Liat do the movement. Sorry for you who are listening to this on tape, I'll explain it. But what I want to explain is the potential of this idea of being very round. I taught this actually last week, and there was this woman who does like a lot of Native American thing, and she said, this would be a great way to draw my medicine wheel, because she does stuff, you know, in the earth around her. So she thought this would be a very good way. So we're going to let Liat do this idea of what would it be if she was on sand or earth and she could draw a wheel around her with her free hand. It's okay, don't worry. It may not be circular, but we'll try. Go ahead and put the right hand behind your head. Now the left hand goes in front somewhere. And the left hand is what I want you to pay attention to. Choose whichever way you want to go down onto your back. So watch your left hand. Circles, it circles, it circles. It circles, it circles, it circles, it circles. Left hand forward, forward, forward. Now, there you go, there you go, there you go. And she goes down. So, if she were in sand, she would be demarcating a whole circle with that left hand. When you use your hand like that, it's a constraint that makes you use your spine and your hips in a very specific way. Yes, it's possible to roll, to sit, and all that without that constraint. But when you add that constraint, we add the holding of the head in this interesting way, it will wake up different things by virtue of saying that's what we're doing. So if you all want to see that idea of circling around the free arm, which is your left arm because your right arm is holding your head, see, and actually the circle, the more you think of the circle, the easier the movement gets. Because a lot of it has to do with coming forward and being round. But it's not to mimic Liat. You do your own movement. You negotiate your own self. It's a lot about folding. Folding. Thinking of kissing that knee. That's really lovely. And here's an interesting idea. To pass the knees. So too fast with that. There you go. There you go. Keep this arm here. Because otherwise you don't have balance. Do you feel? You have to keep the arm forward as you pass the knees. Otherwise, you're off kilter. That's really good. Yes. So find the delight in that. If there is any for you, you make it delightful for yourself. It's just a movement, right? Yeah. And you can reverse directions, too. Yeah. And think, we're only doing it with the right arm behind the head. There's a whole other world with the left arm behind the head, which we'll do in a moment. Okay, everyone, bring it to a rest. So you never know when Feldenkrais will come in handy. Someone will be like, oh, you've drawn such a nice medicine wheel. And she'll say, oh, yeah, I learned that in Feldenkrais, right? You never know. And then the class said, oh, we should do this lesson on the beach so we know what our circles actually look like. Yeah, your face would... You know, well, actually, your elbow would be in the sand. You're never really having your face in the sand.
You just go for
swim. Yeah, right. Wear your snorkel gear while you're doing it. Okay, let's begin to now put the other arm, which is your left arm, behind your head. And you can think through some of these ideas. So think, what would it be like to start to roll to the left? So, when you feel like you have that, begin to pass yourself to the left and roll up to sitting, side sitting. And maybe reverse that. Just do that little arc. It's interesting to reverse it. See how you bring that left elbow down, how the right arm helps, and how you swivel a little. You can do just a portion of it, an eighth of it, back and forth. You'll find somewhere in this circle a place where you'll be like, oh, I could hover here for an hour because here's where I need to figure it out, or here feels like the most delicious thing. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to just go right through it. You can choose where you want to hover, you know. Maybe it feels particularly useful to do that. Ah, very good. So there, stop for just a sec. Pass your knees to the other side. The arm should be between the knees when you pass the knees. Oh, I know, it's hard. It's hard for everybody. Yes, so the arm, that gives you your counterbalance. And whether maybe it can't even go to the floor. Pass your knees again. See how that gives you counterbalance? Pass your knees again. That's lovely. So if your hand can't stay on the floor, fine, but it stays between the knees as you pass. It'll give you that balance. And for those of you listening to this, I was just helping someone in the moment when you're going from one side sit to the next side sit, where you're leaving your feet and you're making your knees go up to the ceiling and passing them or flopping them to the other side. The free arm, the one that's not holding your head at that point, is between the knees. Good. So continue maybe exploring other parts of this arc. Maybe you're doing 360. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're reversing it. Just to your pleasure. And more you nestle that head, you nestle it. The head is in a funny place. It's not centered, it's cockeyed. It's nestled in the arm. The very interesting constraint for the dorsal vertebra. Good, you're all getting tired, so rest on your back. Spill it on down. Rest, rest, rest.
Dorsal is cervical,
rest. Dorsal's thoracic, yeah. So the rib vertebra. So specifically when your head is in that constraint, it makes your chest soften and something happen in the area between the shoulder blades. See if you feel different there. Where your arms connect into you. Where are the roots now of your arms? And if you make your arms go overhead like we began with the knuckles on the floor, just overhead, see what that's like. Overstretch right up overhead and roll your head a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left and see now, maybe it touches an arm where it didn't before. Or maybe it's freer in rolling. Maybe your arms are easier to be back there than they were at the beginning. Very nice. Slowly let your hands come down so your arms are by your side. And just feel your contact. Feel what this, you know, arbitrary thing of rolling around in an interesting way of holding the head and drawing a circle and folding. Feel what that's brought to your sense of yourself right now. How has that changed you? And you're going to just continue to specifically and globally feel how that's changed you as you come up to sit and you come up to vertical with respect to gravity and you come up to standing. Notice how you are. Notice your carriage. How are you over your feet? Do you have a location inside yourself? It's different. Do you feel something inside, woken up? And walk a little bit, or just, you know, take your time. You can stand for a bit and notice, or you can walk a little bit and notice what's different as you walk. Or what's different as you stand if you're still standing. Or as you turn, what's different now? Taking your time with all of that. Yeah, how is it to look up? Many of you are doing that. Ah. Good. And just feel it. That's all you need to do. It's super easy. You're doing it anyway. Just feel it. What's the mood? What's the perception? Anyone want to say anything that they are noticing? Your ribs are open. Spread on the sides.
My clavicles move now.
Shoulder, collarbones are moving. Clavicles are moving as he walks. Yeah, good. Okay. And we'll close that as the lesson.